Radio Club repeat shows.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Make me feel good.
On Jukebox Radio.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe. It's totally bona fide. It's not the way you walk, and it ain't the way you talk. It ain't the job you got that keeps me satisfied.
You love me so.
Oh, Hello everyone, and I'm Giovanni. This is Jukebox Radio. Today we're talking about sports, wacky foods, and more. Just to say, the song that you just heard was It Feels So Good by Sonic. Message in at the end of the radio show what song was your favourite, and I hope you have a lovely time.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
That was Green Green Grass by George Ezra. And I'm going to be talking about quizzes. This is the quiz segment of the show, so I'm going to start going. What country is Brie Cheese from? What is the funny bone actually called? And last but not least, which sport uses a shuttlecock? Make sure to email me your answers in Wellington, WCIH at wellington.com.cn. Thank you very much.
Don't be wrong. My mistakes will make me strong. I'm stepping out into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. Got a mind on my own. Flesh and blood to the bone. I'm not made of stone. Got a right to be wrong. So just leave me alone. I'm
It's so typical, boys,
Hey, so the two songs you just heard was Right to Be Wrong by Joss Stone, and the second song you heard was Oki by Steve Oki featuring Lars Martin. So I'm going to be talking about funny stuff. I'm going to be talking about a funny story about myself. And when I went to Beijing on the trips that we just had, Changemakers Week, when I went to Universal on the third day, I did so much screaming that I lost my voice for a week, and I sounded like, I sounded like this, like, almost the entire week. My voice hurt, and I had to go to the hospital, and they checked it. It was fine. I just needed to rest my voice for a couple of days. And, yes, I am doing fine now.
Cause we might
This is Dukebox.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. You come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
That was Radio Gaga by Queen and Texan Hold'em by the one and only Beyonce. Now I'll be talking about one of my favourite segments, Sports Week. And I'll be talking about, you know, the United manager, Ten Hag being sacked, Liverpool on a winning streak, Man City losing and much more. First thing I want to talk about is the new United manager. You know, Ten Hag was sacked. Right now, Ruud van Nistelrooy is taking his place. And Ruud van Nistelrooy is doing quite well for United, only as a second coach. So when Amorim comes next season, Ruud van Nistelrooy will go off to the side and Amorim will be the main head coach. And I think Ten Hag being sacked was one of the best things that happened. You know, when he was sacked the first game, Manchester United won 5-2 against Leicester, and some of the players who were looking as alive under Ten Hag's management were looking very well under Ruud van Nistelrooy. The thing I want to talk about is Liverpool's winning streak. I think it's amazing how they're doing. You know, like, they're winning in Champions League, in Premier League. 7-game winning streak before, after the Nottingham Forest game. So they're in a 7 win streak. They're on fire, top of the league, still going strong. And, of course, Man City, you know, Pep losing his first 4 games in a row in one game in each competition. So 4 games he lost, the first in Pep's career. And second thing is Rodri winning the Ballon d'Or. Do I think he was deserved? Not really, as a Man City fan. You know, he won the Euros, but in the final didn't do as much. He did win the Premier League, he lost out in the FA Cup, you know, and I think Real Madrid, Vinicius Jr. definitely deserved it. He had amazing stats, and I think it's pretty well. And last but not least, Victor Gyökeres has been on fire. You know, he scored 4 goals against Man City, and in Champions League under Amorim, he's on fire. So I think many clubs will be wanting to look for him. Thank you. And next song is... That was criticised by Alexander O'Neill, and I'm going to be talking about some new wacky foods from the world. I think one of the main ones is Lunchly. It's a new food made by KSI and Logan Paul. It was out around last month. It's kind of compared to Lunchables, if you've ever had it. It's like crackers, cheese, meat, maybe a side of chocolate, and the drink that's Prime, made by KSI and Logan Paul. It's quoted to be very nice. You know, there's also a nacho flavour, heavy marketing. But recently, they have quoted, someone has found mould in the cheese. So, not saying you shouldn't buy it, but some people have found mould, but on other reviews, they think Lunchly is quite nice. It's cheaper than Lunchables, and I've tried it myself. It's really nice, you know, except for the whole mold thing. There was no mold when I bought it. And all in all, I think it's a great product which you should try. Many creators have said it's quite nice, and I think you'll like it too. Was Love Don't Cost a Thing by Jennifer Lopez, and I'm going to be talking about Westlake, great new travel spots. Westlake, in my opinion, is almost one of my favorite spots in China. You know, living in Hangzhou, many people will be familiar to Westlake. It's The lake is quite big, beautiful. There's spots to sit, restaurants nearby. All in all, I think it's a great place. Quote, has a leisurely charm, walkways, perfectly positioned with benches, beautiful gardens, and a big vantage point to see the lake. And, quote, flawlessly has flawless scenery. And this was by Lonely Planet, so check it out. It has many other places, but this is my opinion, and I think Westlake is a beautiful spot and you should go. Okay, and I'm going to be talking about new games that are coming out. And the specific game is Paper Mario: The 1,000-Year Door. This is a game. This kind of like if you've ever played up like Yoshi's Island or like the paper version of that. So it's animated. It's kind of like an RPG. Like the main premise of the game is you're in an island or ocean world called Cordelia. And the island has been split across seven or eight islands, and you need to collect things on each island and rebuild it to complete the game. This is a game that came out around 1 to 2 months ago. Reviews on YouTube say it's a different game, the graphics, and they can tell the Nintendo directors have spent a lot of time in this. Of course, this is on Nintendo Switch. And almost everyone in the Nintendo workplace about this game have said it's a different game, which it takes a bit of time to love, and They put around 3 to 4 years making this game. It's most normally around a fantasy game, and I think you should really get it. Thank you.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved.
Was How Long by Charlie Puth. And last but not least, I'll be talking about the quiz questions. First is, what country is Brie cheese from? 3, 2, 1. France. Second question, what is the funny bone actually called? 3, 2, 1. The ulnar nerve. And last but not least, for question 3, which sport uses a shuttlecock? Badminton. Thank you. This was the session. If you would like to email which favourite song, what your favourite song was, do at wcih@weddington.cn. Thank you. This was Giovanni and signing out.
Yeah. 家好，我是图书管理员 Miss Tina。 今天我给大家带来的绘本名字叫做《七只瞎老鼠》，由中国作家杨志成所著。七只瞎老鼠改写自印度民间故事《盲人摸象》。七只瞎老鼠在池塘边遇到一个怪东西，谁也不知道那是什么。于是每一天，不同的老鼠轮流去观察，并回来报告同伴他们的发现。但是每一次的答案都不叫人满意。最后一天，轮到白老鼠去了。他从怪老东西的上下左右全跑了一遍，最后下了一个结论，这个东西呀是大象。这是一个耳熟能详的故事，却又是一本清新脱俗的绘本，用拼贴技巧赋予传统故事《盲人摸象》新的视觉感受。如果你喜欢我所讲到的这些书，请来图书馆找我吧。
Say, hey, boy, come on, ride around. So I knock at the door, you were standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin, lace to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phone. Parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping out late last night? But then I see two shadows moving in your bedroom. Like, now you're dressed in black, but I left you dressed in white. Can you feel me? Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken and nobody saw. So we went in, we got down, bow, bow to the rhythm. So it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises? No, won't say you'll be home by 12, controlling in at 4. Out with the girls, we're leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Wearing a jacket whose property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me? Today is be checking up on you, baby. Watching your every move, think someday they might approve, baby. Around late last night, but I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
Calls diverted to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me?
Voice of the Wellington family. This is Dukebox.
Something's happening to me.